radiant afternoon. To all seekers of the divine, in the year 1960, when Pujaswami Manaji was on his first world tour, he gave a series of 10 lectures in a fairly large hall in downtown Vancouver. Those lectures were subsequently made as the basis of one of his books. During one of the lectures, he was trying to explain the Eastern philosophy. And because, in truth, the heart of it is non-understandable to the normal mind, he was speaking in terms of what it is not. And one of the things he said, it is not drugs. Why would he say it is not drugs? Because at that time, it was the beginning of drugs, especially LSD, being introduced. And the story was, these are new times. They require new techniques. And drugs have been supplied by God as a shortcut to enlightenment. There is something about the human being that wants a shortcut. God realization must be the goal. That Gurudev says it is the goal. That means there has to be a smart way to it, a technique, some way that is quick that I can go after. That is the human mind, the ego, speaking. Why then does Gurudev say, be good, do good? The answer, that's for the beginners. There has to be preparation before you can do the real techniques. But what are the real techniques? Mostly, they are meditation, inquiry, study, worship, serving others. What are they all for? To bring about some grand experience, some miracle? They can bring about grand experiences, miracles. But Pujaswami Chitmanaji once said, it depends upon how much they change you. Why should we be good and do good? Because they change us at a basic level. Why do we resist being told to be good, do good? Because we want some miracle. We're not really interested in changing. We want the prize without having to make the boring effort at bringing about a change in our being. But the truth is, even though the ancients didn't know the word as we know it, it's all about evolution. The evolution of the species, if you want. It's finally purification, purification, purification. Why? And what do we mean by purification? Our minds have taken up a habit of division, of thinking that one body and mind is the center of the universe, and everything else is its objects. That is the dirt, the mallow, the mud. That has to be cleaned up so that the mind itself sees things in an entirely different way. It sees oneness everywhere. That is the divine vision. Not something brand new, because it's not brand new. It is seeing things the way they truly are, instead of a perverted way. That requires will on our part. We have to aspire, want to see the truth at any cost. We have to be prepared to renounce the false in order to embrace the truth. That is not the sort of work the ego likes to do. Indeed, the ego is the product and the means of separation. It means that the ego has to gradually fade away to make room for the vision of the truth. But it is the only life worth living. And as Lord Krishna says, in this path there is no loss. We are letting go of the false for the true. The false brings separation, hell, which means to be walled off from. The true gradually introduces us to heaven, or harmony, which comes from the same root word. Thus, there is no loss. But we should be prepared for the step-by-step purification. Miracles will happen, but that's not where it's really at. It is purification, purification, purification. Hari Om. Tat Sat.
Kasturi Hidhamma.